read on down to the end of that chapter. Joshua chapter 17 and verse 14 says, "And the children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, Why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people, forasmuch as the Lord hath blessed me hitherto? And Joshua answered them, If thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country, and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee. And the children of Joseph said, The hill is not enough for us, and all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron, both they who are of Beth Shean and her towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel. And Joshua spake unto the house of Joseph, even to Ephraim and to Manasseh, saying, Thou art a great people, and hast great power. Thou shalt not have one lot only, but the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine, for thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong." Amen. So the children of Joseph had come into the promised land as the Lord said they would, and they had all been divided out their portion. Everybody got a part, and that's just the way they split it up. They cast lots for it, and Joshua and the high priest and all of them gathered around and passed out the property, if you might put it that way. And they'd gone and they'd been fighting and conquering and taking over, and just as the Lord said. Amen. That was just the plan of God, that to go in and to conquer and to divide and to live there and to inhabit this place. And Canaan always spoke of a place of blessing and joy and fatness and things that grew abundantly and big. It wasn't just normal grapes. They were big grapes, and that flowed with milk and honey. And it's a place of blessing and a place of rest for the children of God in this Old Testament passage. But the children of Joseph began to realize that as they multiplied, and Mount Ephraim means fruitful and to multiply. Do you know that? And so the children of Joseph began to get crowded. There's more of us than we thought they were, and this place is just a little straight for us. So they all gathered up and went to Joshua and talked to Joshua about it, and they said, "This mountain is not big enough for all of us. We need more room. We just got to expand a little bit and take some more area. We're just a little crowded and a little cramped up here in this mountain." Joshua said, "Well, if you're so crowded and such a great people the way you say you are, why don't you go take some more land?" And they hem-hawed around a little bit from what I can read and talked to him and thought, "Well, you know, it's crowded up there, Joshua. Well, if you're so great and if you really are crowded, you just need to move on out in the Lord, so to speak, and take some more property for yourself. If you really are too crowded." And they mumbled and thought about it and talked about it a little bit probably. And finally, they said, "Well, Joshua, those Canaanites have got chariots of iron." Well, that may not mean much to you, but to them that meant that they were just pretty tough folks. I mean, they were settled in, and they was hard to beat. Just hard to fight with when you got iron chariots that could just run over pretty near anything. You ever see an iron car that could just about run over anything got in its way? Amen. And so that's what these children of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, they were talking and saying, "Look here, we're crowded, but the land we're wanting over here has got iron chariots. I don't see how in the world we're going to take over. I just, looks like we're stuck where we are. We're just going to have to bump around on each other just all the time, just like this." Joshua said, "No." He said, "Thou hast great power." He said, "Thou hast great power." And what else did he say here? "Thou hast great power, and thou shalt not have one lot only." In other words, he said, "Look, you've got what it takes if you'll just go out and do it. You can have more if you want it. If you're such a great lot of folks and you really are too crowded, move out and get some more." And you know what they did? I said they did. You see, they weren't sent out alone. Never did the Lord send them out to conquer and to divide on their own. They had a hard time realizing it at first, But if you'll remember, in Jericho, the very first city they ever took in the very promised land, the Lord said, all I want you to do, folks, is just walk around it 7 times, and on the 7th day, do it 7 times. And blow the horn, and give a shout, and the city fell flat. Before that, Joshua had a meeting with the Lord himself right there by the wall of Jericho. He said, take off your shoes. In other words, you can't do it on your own. You have to let me handle this one. You want to take over this, and you want to do great things for the Lord? You want to move up in God and have an experience with Him like you haven't had before? Take your shoe off and tell the Lord, Lord, I can't do it by myself. I'm just going to have to do what you tell me to do. So there they went. And Joshua had to tell these people, the children of Joshua, Joseph, he said, go and take it. You've got great power. So they thought, well, maybe we do. And there they went, and they took off. And it's a beautiful picture of your life and my life in the Lord. You see, we all receive grace for salvation. And that's good. I'm so glad to be saved. Amen. But that's just not a stopping place for me. You know, I got saved one day. But the closer I got to the Lord, the more I realized, the more of Him I needed, Brother Colin. I started getting hungry inside for more of God. But I was stuck up against something, and I couldn't figure out what it was. I was pushing with all I had. I thought, my, I'd like to have more of the Lord. But I'm crowded here. This is good, but look at so-and-so. They've got a whole lot more. Why can't I have more? This is just a straight place. And the Lord says, if you're so great, and if you're ready for more, you just got to move on. But Lord, there's iron chariots. Lord, I've never been able to conquer that thing in my life. Lord, that same thing, I always come up against that and always fall to it. Lord, I don't see how I can take over there. And I don't see how I can conquer here. You can't. You're right, you can't. He said, thou hast great power. The Lord said, John said in 1 John, that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's just the point Joshua was trying to make. He said, you have great power. Why don't you go and take the mountain? But they got iron chariots. I've never been able to get over that particular fault in my life. I always lose my temper when I get mad. Well, sounds like you got an iron chariot. Amen. Joshua said, thou hast great power. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You want to take over that temper of yours? Go after it. You're not going all by yourself. If you go in the power of the Holy Ghost and spend time in the presence of the captain of the host, he just might give you some instructions to follow. You might have to walk around it a few times and just realize how little you can do by yourself. That's kind of why they had to walk around Jericho, I think. Lord just had them walk around and look it over 7 times. Once a day. And then the last day, he really wanted to get a good look at it. He said, go around it 7 times. And there they went. Round and round. 7th day, I would have realized that there wasn't a thing I could do. You study out them walls, they were high. And they were thick. And there were 2 of them. Little old group of folks can't do anything. I just can't take over that area of my life that I have such a hard time with by myself. Well, looky there. I've tried and tried. And you spend some time with the captain of the host, and he might give you just a few instructions on what you need to do. He might tell you, take off your shoe and realize you're going to need the power of the Holy Ghost to take over in that area. And so there they were, the children of Joseph, went out to conquer. And you know they conquered those folks with the iron chariot. I said they did it. I said they moved out and got some more area for themselves. Hey, hey, you want to move up in the Lord? You want a wider area? You want to experience liberty in the Holy Ghost to witness to folks? You want to see the power of God move in your life? You want to see God save your lost loved ones? You want to see the church grow? You'll have to come up against the iron chariot. But the Bible said, thou hast great power. I like what it said in 1 John. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Can I say that again? For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Are you born of God? The first chapter of John says, to them, as many as believed, gave he power to become the sons of God. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith in what? Faith in him who is able. Amen. Faith in the captain of the host of the Lord. You can try to tackle your problems in your flesh if you want to. But you'll do just like the children of Israel did. When they had disobeyed the Lord, they turned tail and ran. But this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith in him who is able. You know what? There was a time in my life I fell to a certain thing, a problem in my life that I had. And every time I tried to get close to God, I ran up against that same old iron chariot. And then one day, after a little bit of study in the book of Romans, I started to understand that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And I started to realize, hey, I don't have to fall to that anymore. I don't really have to deal with that anymore. The Lord had made provision for that a long time ago. A very long time ago. Amen. And I started to meditate on the Word of God and in that particular area. And do you know, there was a day when I overcame the people with the iron chariot and I moved out in the Lord just a little bit. I spread my tent stakes out just a little further and had a little more room to breathe. And got the devil off my back in certain areas. And you can do it. You can do it, young people, old people. Hey, you can do it. You can move out in the Lord and walk in victory. Because this, whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. Amen. That's what Joshua was trying to tell these folks. Hey, I think about that woman, Caleb's daughter, Aksa. She said, hey, you gave me a southland, and I'm grateful. I'm sure she was. It was a good place, I'm sure. Why, salvation was good for you. And you were so happy. I've heard so many stories. People just went around and hugged everybody the night they got saved and thought they felt so free. But, you know, if you stay there very long, you'll start to realize that you're just bumping elbows with a lot of folks and kind of crowded the way it was when the children of Israel went across Jordan. Here they all were. Oh, however many million of them, they're all just right there. All the room they had, they just got into it, amen? It's time to move out and spread out a little bit. Take room in the Spirit of God. So there they went. Exa was that way. She said, look, this southland's good, but there ain't no water in it. The sheep are going to starve to death. It's dry down here. It was good for a while, but hey, I want some springs of water. You know what he did? Gave her the ones down below and the ones from up above. Gave her more than what she ever asked for. All she wanted was enough for what she had. Gave her. That tells me about the Holy Ghost. Hey, you've been saved, and that's good, but my, there's some springs you can draw from. There's some springs from the Holy Ghost that you can draw from that'll give you strength to face things that you thought you'd never face in your life. Some springs that you can draw from when everything's looking sour. You can just take a long drink in the presence of the Lord. You can move out in God. That's all I got to say to you. That's all I got to say. I'm finished. You can move out in God. You can have more room than you ever thought you could have. I'm still learning about it. Amen. I'm still learning about it. I've figured a little bit out. Seems like the longer and the more that I pray, the more time I spend meditating on this right here, I find myself with a little more room. I got a little more to fight with. Amen. Them old iron chariots, they're getting further and further away from me every time. I like that. I heard somebody say one time they've been fighting the devil real hard, and suddenly they realized that he'd slacked off just a little bit, and they wondered where he was. So they asked him, "Hey, devil, where'd you go?" A real faint voice in the distance. They could just barely hear him hollering as he stood way out on the outskirts of the area they'd staked out for themselves. Hey, you can have all you want from God. I said, you can have all you want from God. I'm still learning about it. I am. I don't claim to have achieved any great thing. I've been hearing such good preaching, I wonder just how much I really got. But you can have all you want in the Lord. I said, you can have all you want in the Lord. If you let him have his way and do what he tells you, you don't have to do it his way. That's the only way to do it. Those people tried doing it several different ways, and they come to realize that, if he said march, I'm just going to march. If he says take off your shoe, you can't do it in your own self, might as well take off your shoe, because you wind up taking it off anyway. Might as well start out the right way. Amen. We'll let this other brother come preach for you. Lord bless you.